Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I'm back in London, hence the hollow sound, because I've still got no carpet, but I won't do for some time. But anyway, the other noise is going to be I've got some washing, drying in the background. So you might hear some gurgling. There you go, right on cue. That's not me, that's the washing. Anyway, last night I had a gig. It was an inaugural, is that the right word? First gig at the Mad Hatter in Old Street. Remy, Adrian, the landlord and landlady of the Mad Hatter, are the most lovely hosts. They're just super. I went in, they gave us all free drinks. They said we could have a free cocktail because we were performing. They were just lovely. They were from America. Adrian was actually born in the UK, I think, but he's lived a lot of his life in America. And in, in California. That's what I'm thinking of, in California. And his family, his parents, live on the Isle of Wight. So they plan to open a cocktail bar on the Isle of Wight. Anyway, on to the comedy. It was a lively bunch. Well, I say lively. They were playful, really playful. In fact, I've realised that this is a podcast about my comedy, and you never hear any of my comedy. That's largely because I'm quite ashamed, because I've been doing some of my jokes for such a long time. And I figured if I start sharing with you, then I'll be forced to write new stuff and perform new stuff. So here's a little joke it's a joke I've been doing for some time now, but it's never really got this much of a playful reaction. So I thought I'd give you a little sound bite so you can hear what they were like.
I had to be fresh because I had an interview today. Now, it's fine. I'm a contractor, so I have lots of interviews. I'm very used to it. It is always the same old question, though, isn't it? What's your day rate? How many people have you killed? Same old question. But actually, this interview was going really well, really well. Then he got a little bit overfamiliar and he asked that question, tell me what your hobbies are.
Oh.
Exactly. What do you do? You have to just make it up, don't you?
There you go. On the whole, pretty good. But I did tell a joke that up until now had 100% hit rate of landing. It's one of my oldest jokes. I mean, I probably wrote it in... I started comedy in 2017 and I probably wrote it around then, maybe 2018. But it's one of my oldest jokes. Worked every time until it got to last night.
But I have actually got more balance with my life now and I follow the government guidelines. 4 alcohol 3 days a week. Yeah, did you know they don't need to be consecutive to get the benefit? So I do 4 half days.
Listening back to that now, see, this is a useful exercise. Listening back to that now, I can see exactly why it didn't get a laugh. It just got confusion, and that's because it didn't make sense. The joke is actually 2 alcohol 3 days a week, not 4. So that's probably why it didn't work. Anyway, that was good on the whole. So on the Belle Finn measure, it was an amber. I have a spreadsheet because I am a geek. And my spreadsheet goes red, amber, green, and then I've got purple for the absolute flyers. I also mark things in blue separately where, I don't know, whether paid or where I get into the clap off or something like that. So yes, all in all, amber. I think it probably would have been a bit lower if it hadn't been such a nice ambience. You know, it was a great venue, such a lovely bar. The toilet was so clean. It was the cleanest toilet in London, and I live in London. But the only downside from last night was a couple of ladies my age, middle-aged ladies, who decided to have a chat halfway through my set. Now, it's a shame, actually. The person that I asked to video it, unfortunately, they zoomed in halfway through. So I could see that these ladies were enjoying it, but something in my set triggered, you know, they just turned off. As you know, I am starting to do a bit about my disability, so it could be that. And quite honestly, someone is going to switch off at that. They're going to switch off at that. There's not a lot you can do. Jeff Innocent would tell me not to do it, but I don't care. This is my therapy. So that was last night. Today I had a committee meeting with Equity, and I think I may have won a battle. It wasn't really a battle, But because I'm variety officer, nobody from that area of creativity comes to the meetings, the branch meetings. And this is because they're usually working. They work on a Monday night, which is when our branch meetings are. So I think I've won a, I'd say not battle, but we're going to do cyclical. So we're going to do 3 months where we do Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, so on and so forth. So that hopefully that gives everybody a chance to at least attend one every quarter. But let's see how that pans out. As for tonight, I'm going to watch some professional comedy. So I'm going to go and see the comedy run by the producer who rang me up last week. So he did actually mention that I should check out one of their pro nights. I can't remember which one he said, but I've booked this one because it's convenient for me to travel to. So that's what I'm doing tonight, and see how the pros do it, eh? Much love and gratitude.